Now, I know people in this ministry, leaders in this ministry, who fell into areas of sin and had a child before they were married. And I tell you, if you ask that person now, if that child is a blessing or a difficulty, they will tell you that that child is a blessing. And even whatever difficult things they went through, being pregnant in high school, not being able to go on with the college plans they had planned at the time, whatever things they went through, and her painful marriage down the road and some things that fell apart, if you still ask that person, was that baby a blessing? They would tell you, out of everything I went through, I would go through all of it again. I would go through every bit of it again to have that child. And I say that right now because you need to see that if you ever thought abortion was the answer for anyone at any time, including yourself, if you ever decided to be inconvenienced by it, if you have ever, ever thought that any child, ever, and maybe you had a child and you never got past the lie that that child was an inconvenience or difficulty, maybe even called them a mistake. Maybe that still is in your heart and you don't mean it, but you wonder why you can't get past it. Did you see what I'm saying? If that's the situation, you need to really see tonight and repent, because you actually can place that label in the spirit over that child, over your children. And let me say this, if you can place that label over your child, the enemy can place that label over your other children. This is where we got to break the curse. So if you decided that having a child and it was inconvenient, it was difficult, it wasn't the right timing, and let's say you aborted that child, if you labeled one child or one pregnancy, which was a child, inconvenient, even if that ended in miscarriage, if it ended in an abortion, if that child was born and you never took that label off of that child, the enemy has authority to make that true over all of your children. If you ever even agreed with the lie of abortion, then the enemy could have authority to make sure that same label of inconvenient and not worth having could be over any children you ever have, or the enemy could use it to stop you from ever being able to have a child. Okay, does everybody get this? You're all quiet, okay? Because what it does is you release in the spirit realm a perversion of truth. You release in the spirit realm a perversion over children and over your parenting and over having children. You basically release a curse, unless you really understand that it's not just about recognizing that murder is wrong. It's sad we're in a culture where people don't recognize that murder is wrong. I mean, that's just pure reprobate delusion, okay? But sometimes we don't understand that the whole lie that this is inconvenient is wrong. And so when that's the situation, Satan can then say and tell you and torment you and constantly tell you, look how selfish you are. Look what you did, because it was inconvenient. And anytime anything is inconvenient, it could stir up in you emotions of guilt and anger and self-hate. And you don't even understand why you're so upset by this. If your parent wanted to abort you, talked about aborting you, wish there was a miscarriage, any of those things, even if it was just because they were having a fight with somebody and wanted to hurt them, when that's released in the spirit, that can still hang over your life and make you feel like you are a difficulty, an inconvenience, a bother. Okay? There's other things that can do this, but this is what we're talking about tonight. It could be the same kind of thing. Like if you were born and then your parents said or indicate, I wish you were never born, or they made you feel like it would have been better if you weren't born. Another thing, if one parent left the relationship and you were the baby at the time, and it was in the air that it was they didn't want you, or was it inconvenient? And that teaching is on wanted, being wanted. That's a powerful teaching about that, and I encourage you to get that, because every person is wanted by God. And every person who's not hurt and wounded should want what God has for us, okay? But, so you can actually have a line of iniquity that serves the god of Moloch, so to speak, which is the god of convenience, okay? So if you had a parent who was felt that this was not the best time and this was inconvenient, you could take on that spirit of living for convenience. And when you live for convenience, what the enemy will set you up for an abortion, he will set you up to not want the job or not do this or have your life ordered around leisure or ordered around what's convenient. And you focus on what's convenient. Is that convenient for me? Instead of what is God's will for me? Why? Because it's a false god. Moloch is a false god. It's a god that says live for convenience. It's a god that's destroying our nation. It's a god that is destroying our nation. Okay? This would be the convenient thing to do. This would be the easy thing to do. This would be God's not into any of that. What's the God thing to do? What's the God thing to do? Because with God, he will give you the grace to go through whatever you need to go through. There is no inconvenient thing with God, because he will give you the grace you need. Okay? He'll give you the grace you need. And what we're doing tonight is we're talking about generational curses that could be on some of your lives and on your parenting's or your children's life. We're talking about curses that you've opened the door to. Maybe you're the first one to open the door. We're talking about a whole culture in America that no one understands why this is happening. It's become so normal that our nation's become reprobate and perverted. And I don't want to overly push the murder thing. I think you know that, but some people don't. But Exodus 20:13, you shall not murder. Deuteronomy 5:17, you shall not commit murder. Psalms 94:6, they kill the widow and the stranger and murder the orphan. Jeremiah 7:9, will you still murder and commit adultery and swear falsely and burn incense to Baal and walk after other gods whom you do not know? This isn't a new thing. This is something that the enemy has tried to bring into society for years and years and years. And he's trying, this is legal in America, that murder is legal in America. And we wonder why we wonder why there's hurricanes and tornadoes and flooding, and we wonder why there's violence and horrible television. We wonder why there's drugs and everything else. My goodness, our nation has made it legal to murder. And not just to murder, but to murder your own baby, to murder your own family member through fire. It's the way they do it is they burn them or they cut their heads. It's horrible. I'm not going to get. Do you understand? This isn't a little thing. This is a gigantic thing. This has kept people in under the curse even after they're saved. They're saved and they're singing all the right things, you know, claiming all the right claims, saying all these things. But there's this curse on the children. There's a curse that some people fight and fight and they don't know, what did I do wrong? I tried to raise them in God. I tried to do this. I tried to do this right. But it seems like there's a curse Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Look at the papers, read the news. There seems to be a curse. Well, I'm taking you to a place to break the curse. And if all you're worried about right now is how inconvenient something is, you need to break free from that lie and get free from condemnation, get free from that spirit that's telling you that. But if you've ever, ever had an abortion, then the spirit of Moloch and the spirit of convenience is big in your life, and it makes you focus on you. It makes you focus on your time, what you're doing, what this is going to cost you, how much free time this is going to take from you. And then you feel so guilty because Satan says, why is this about you? And you feel so beat down and so hurt and so horrible because Satan is your judge, because you have not ever renounced and hated this false god of convenience, this false god of... And you guys, we have an entire nation that some form or another, this is touching lives all over. We have almost everybody here, this has at some point in some way gotten close to your life. If you wanted a miscarriage, and you had a miscarriage, it's the same thing. Because you sought after murder or death for a baby you didn't want. And you just said, well, that's just how it was. That was God. You're like happy about it, or the guy was happy about it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You took something as precious as a gift of life from God, and you chose to serve convenience, would open the door to Moloch, the spirit of murder, to come in. And the spirit of Moloch is mainly about the death of our children. And so there's people who are losing children, different things happening, and something could have happened even in their family line where someone did not want a child and wanted it dead. And then they wonder why generations later there's the enemy's able to take a child. How many want to just have this thing under the blood of Christ? How many really are, well, you won't raise your hands, some of you are really afraid to not live for convenience. Your time is your idol. You don't trust God with it yet. You don't trust that God knows better what to do with your time than you do. You don't trust that God will give you grace to fit everything into your life that he has for it, and it'll be great. And this is really big in America. It's like, God, I can trust you with everything, but can I be in charge of my time? I will work hard for you. I will do this. I will get all my job. I'll do everything I have to do. Just let me be in charge of my time. Let me order my own steps. Let me plan my life and order my steps. The steps of a righteous person are ordered of the Lord. You make your plans, but God orders your steps. Why are we afraid? Because Satan wants us to be afraid. So we just have to trust God. Sometimes you just have to jump out and say, I don't care what it's going to look like. I just want God. And God's going to do better than you could do. He's certainly going to do better than the enemy. God can put, well, Sunday morning, if you were here, and we looked at the life of Jesus. Boy, did he pack a lot in a day. He still had time with the Lord. He got to walk on water. Got to get in a boat. Got to feed a bunch of people. Had a hard time, had to go to God, you know. But he really, really lived in the very presence of the Holy Spirit, where there's peace, joy, and righteousness. Mark 10:19, you know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not commit murder. It's amazing how adultery many times can lead to murder. That's what happened with David. Do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother. And we had a study on this, we don't have time tonight. But Romans 1, is really powerful. 16 through 27. And it talks about murder in here. Everybody likes to talk about talking about homosexuals and the problems with that. But let me read Romans 1 through 16, and let's see what this is. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone believing, both the Jew first and the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Even it has been written, the just shall live by faith. For God's wrath is revealed from heaven on all. Okay, God's wrath, anger, you know, just not going to take it, is revealed from heaven on all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, holding the truth in unrighteousness. Because the thing known of God is clearly known within them, for God revealed it to them. I want you to see this. God is talking about when he created human beings in his image and his likeness, he actually put inside of them what we call a conscience. He actually put enough of what is right and what is wrong in every single human being that they will be able to stand before God and be judged for how they, the decisions and things they made. Verse Romans 1:20. For the unseen things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things made, both his eternal power, Godhead, for them to be without excuse. God has put enough revelation on the earth and inside of every person to know that there is a God, to know that there is a spirit of God, to know that there is a power of God. Every person has something placed in them and stuff in nature to draw them to God. There's not going to be one person in hell who did not have from God within nature and in themselves something drawing them to find God. And what keeps them from being drawn to find God is their own desire for unrighteousness. No matter where they're at, they will find God. If he has to send an angel, if they're seeking him, they will find him. But all these family curses and all these generational curses really do play havoc in the spirit realm unless people begin to cry out and pray and intercede and get free first. Verse 121, because knowing God, they did not glorify him as God, and they were not thankful, but became vain in their reasoning, and their undiscerning heart was darkened. Do you understand this? When you become vain, and when you begin to reason and try to justify, when a nation justifies abortion, let's be real. I say it very simply. If you don't think it's a baby, leave it alone for 9 months and let's see who's right. I mean, there's a very sad thing, and it actually affected somebody in this ministry, and I won't say who yet, but there was a baby found in our local Denby area in a trash bag. But just the knowing that here was somebody, a young person, who put a baby in a trash bag. But then we all say, how could they do that? How horrible is that? And it is horrible. But what kind of message is there being sent? And what message is in the spirit realm when you can go to an abortion clinic or even a doctor, and if you have the right amount of money, they can put the baby in a trash can and it's legal to have murder for hire, but it's you're going to prison to have a baby and then kill it. See, I'm not saying that the person who killed the baby after it was born, is it all right? They're not. But I see something's very wrong and unjust in a system where a doctor can make millions and millions of dollars killing a baby, and he's perfectly fine, and everybody thinks he's wonderful. And actually, it's getting to a point where if you won't agree to do that, you cannot be a medical doctor. Now, that's where you say what's good is evil and what's evil is good. And let me bring this up. If you go to a medical doctor who performs abortions and you are pregnant, you open up the spirit of death over your situation.